Thank you, Madam Chair. And we thank the panelists for the information that they shared today. Madam Chair, we firmly believe that human rights education and racism awareness is crucial to building tolerance and preventing racism and racial discrimination. The fight against racism should include raising awareness on history, because it's important to address systemic racism within a contextualized setting, and we believe that the why is very important when we are trying to effect change. We therefore appreciate that education features strongly in the strategy of the OHCHR, and we hope that states, particularly those with escalating cases of racial discrimination, racism, and other forms of discrimination and intolerance, can ensure that they integrate anti-racism and non-discrimination elements within their education systems. Our concerns on having information on digital platforms, largely on digital platforms, remain because we know that there is limited connectivity, particularly for the Global South, and the digital divide is a major barrier in that regard. So we appreciate the work of the OHCHR so far and how their future activations plan to expand in that regard, but we would ask that there is equal focus on having physical material for people that cannot access the digital platforms. We would also encourage the office to work with states, national human rights institutions, civil society, and non-governmental organizations to reach grassroots communities and for value addition, for example, to translate into local languages. This is where the states can also come in, national human rights institutions and NGOs. And we take note of the use of radio in raising awareness. And as a country that relies heavily on radio information to reach people across the country, we hope that the outreach by the OHCHR reaches further across the African continent in this regard. Thank you, Madam Chair.